Welcome back, everyone. Today is Wednesday, May the 17th. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinand Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. You guys can help us keep this conversation going by supporting the show, sharing it online, leaving us a good review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you might get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links in the description so you can do just that. And today's verse of the day is coming to us from Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men.
I love that reminder of you are engaged in worshiping God and of displaying God's character in every aspect of your life.
That's right. It's not just our time of singing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's not just something you do at church. It's not something you do on mission trips. It's not something you do when you feel like it. You are constantly displaying the character of God, or you're misrepresenting who God is.
That's right. This radio show is an act of worship.
Yep.
You're listening to it as an act of worship because you're choosing to spend your lunch hour or whenever you're listening to this show, you're choosing to spend that time meditating on the things of God, and that's an act of worship. So whatever you do, if it's cooking dinner, listening to a podcast, or watching a movie, or just going out with friends, whatever you do, if you do it heartily as to the Lord, then that is your act of worship.
That's right.
Yeah. I had a question come in today from James T. This one was one that I was excited about. I think James T is from the South, because this is a very Southern question.
Mm.
I don't know that many people outside of the South would really have a way in here. And David, I think I might want you to kind of weigh in on this. We're all Southern men here, right?
Southern.
We're all country folk. I don't really act country, but it is what it is. Yeah. James T asks, which would you rather give up? A peanut butter and banana sandwich, or a mayo and banana sandwich?
Both very Southern options.
Very Southern.
People who are like maybe from up north are listening to this radio show and they're like, what is happening?
I feel like people, I might be wrong, but I feel like people from the north would at least do peanut butter and banana. Like that's a banana sandwich.
Yeah.
But mayo and banana is very, very distinctly Southern.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I'm not giving up mayonnaise and banana sandwiches. I'm not giving them up.
I have had both, and both are fine. I would give up mayo and banana.
Over peanut butter?
Because I am a peanut butter nut.
I like it too, but
peanut butter.
You can have peanut butter on, like peanut butter and jelly.
Yep.
You can have it like on a...
But I like the combination peanut butter and banana better than I like mayo and banana.
Oh, man. Dave, what do you think?
I don't hate mayo and banana, but I like peanut butter and banana better.
I don't know if this is going to like... make someone have to revoke my Southern card?
It will.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't even say it. Don't even say it. Say it.
Okay, so now that it's my turn. I don't like peanut butter, so...
Okay, already, I don't like peanut butter, starting off on the wrong foot.
Hold on, let me revoke that. I don't like peanut butter all that much. Like, if there's like a Butterfinger or something, I'll eat that. But... I don't like
peanut. A Butterfinger is not peanut butter.
There's no peanut.
Just so you know.
Yeah, I don't think there's really that much peanut butter in a Butterfinger.
All right. Okay, that's fine.
Get to your point. I don't like
banana and mayo.
Why?
Because I like tomato and mayo.
That's not the question. James T wants to know.
I do like tomato and mayo. Tomato sandwich? Oh,
that's.
Man.
I feel like that's more Southern than banana and mayo.
No.
That's a pretty Southern thing.
I mean, probably, but I don't think it's more Southern. I've never heard outside of the South people, because when I talk to people who are not from the South and I talk to them about banana and mayo, they're like, what are you talking about?
You know how you can tell it's Southern?
How?
Because you have a Southern name for the item. If you have a tomato sandwich, what is it called? It's not a tomato, it's a mater.
It's a mater sandwich.
Yeah,
you have a banana, what's it? It's not a banana.
Banana
sandwich. Yep. And in my house growing up, if you ask for a banana sandwich, the default is banana and mayo.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will say that's how my grandma did. Like, if she was ever like, hey, do you want a banana sandwich? It would be banana and mayonnaise.
I will say mayonnaise is the more distinctly Southern option.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to just put it out there. If you're listening to this and number one, you're not from the South, or you've just never tried a banana and mayo sandwich. I'm with you. I don't even like mayonnaise that much. But it is the perfect option for a banana sandwich. 100% banana and mayo go together. Like you, and you know what else? This is not banana and mayo at all. But you know what we tried in the office the other day was the Oreos and sour cream.
Yep.
I wanna do an episode where we have Dr. Shah come on and he does the Oreo and sour cream.
You heard that right? Oreos and sour cream.
I promise you, boo boo. I promise you, it sounds disgusting, but it's really, really good. Go try it.
If you're driving, make it to your destination.
You can balance the bread on your lap and just kind of spread the mayo on the.
Just drive with your knee.
Just drive with your knee.
In their car.
You'll be okay.
Yeah, right?
Maybe. Like, if you can't do that, go get a self-driving car. Like, what are you doing?
That's right. That's right.
We're going to grab Dr. Shaw in just a minute. Let us know if you try any of those crazy flavor combinations. Let us know what you think. 252-582-5028 or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be right back.
Hey there, listeners. I'm John Galantis.
And I'm Ellie Galantis.
And we just want to take a quick second and talk to you about Dr. Shaw's and Nicole's book, 30 Days to a New Beginning, daily devotions to help you move forward.
You know, this is actually the second book in the 30 Days series. And the whole point of this devotional is to help us get unstuck from the ruts of life.
You know, when it comes to running the race of life, it matters how you start, but a bad start doesn't ultimately determine how you finish the race. You can have a good finish even with a bad start, and that's where this book comes in.
No matter who you are or where you are in life, you're going to get stuck. Instead of going out and buying some gadget or some planner, like I know I've done several times.
I know that's right.
30 Days encourages you to find your fresh start in God's Word.
Life doesn't have a reset button, but our God is a God who does new things. His mercies are new every day, which means every day is a new chance for you to start over.
You can grab 30 Days to a New Beginning on Amazon.com. We're going to leave a link in the description box below. And if you already have the book, let us know what you think about it.
That's right. Send us a text, 252-582-5028. Share what God has done in your life through this devotional. Hey, maybe we'll even read your story on the air. Ellie, you ready to get back to the show?
Let's do it.
All right. Hold on. You're recording now? All right. I'm going to do something kind of annoying here. One more time.
I think it's your... You may want to silence it.
You can sync those later.
Okay. Temporarily. By the way, last one was great.
Oh, yes.
I did great. See,
the black church, I thought it was killing flies.
Look. Do that in this show. It'll make people laugh. You have my permission to bring up some of those things.
Yeah, I mean, it's true.
Say what we can say. Okay?
That's right. Yeah, right.
If we said it, we'd get in trouble. Well, I can sort of say it, but yeah. I'm not. They can't.
We're the only ones. It's like hey, everybody's laughing. I'm gonna say this and nope. Stop the recording.
No, it's not gonna work.
It's me and you head outside.
Right that way.
I mean, but being honest, when I was young and going to church, and we had the windows open because there was no air conditioning in the church, so the windows
recording.
Open, and
recording.
I would watch a waltz would come in, and I wouldn't pay no more attention to the service. I just watch that waltz and make sure it didn't come near me. Put the whole service.
So they thought you was having the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
That's funny. Mm. All right.
And laughter is medicine.
That's right.
You wound up ready to go?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Here we go.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, and if today's your first time ever joining us on the Clearview Today Show, we want to welcome you, let you know who's talking to you today. Dr. Abadan Shah is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. You can find all of his work on his website. That's abadanshah.com.
I thought we worked this headphone things out.
He got upset, and he's not going to be able, we're talking about David, of course, he's not going to be able to just show his behind like that on the air.
You're just keeping him on. Just
it's a
forward.
Power move.
Okay, I understand.
The reason why is because we've got 7 people on the show today.
That's right.
The board only monitors 6, so also I think I look good in them.
I think they look great. I think you can keep them. David,
I'll tell you what. I'll be nice to Dave. I'll wear them around my neck.
How's there you go. That's helpful. David votes no. Well, welcome to the studio, Dr. Shaw. Do you want to take a second for the radio audience?
Yes.
Maybe they didn't listen to yesterday's episode, which if you didn't, you're missing out. Go back and listen to it on any podcasting app. But just tell us why we're here today, what's going on, and introduce us to our friends seated around the table.
Well, sitting around this table are four men who I really admire, especially two I've known for a long time, who are good friends and colleagues in the ministry I look up to. And so to my left is Pastor John Joyner of Ashley Grove Baptist Church. He was with us yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Welcome back.
All right. Good to be back.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
The catchphrase is coming out. Oh, yeah.
And next to him is Pastor Ronnie Morton of Greater Joy Baptist Church. He and I connected probably the longest that I know of.
Yes.
How long back was that?
Yes, it's been about 12 years.
That's now. Right.
Wow.
12,
that's
13
right.
years.
Awesome.
And, you know, I was always taught the way you start out is where you end up.
That's right.
So I'm still at the table.
Somewhere.
Just God has added to it.
That's amen. Right. Amen.
That's right. Amen. So we're glad to be here.
Amen. And you were there yesterday on the show. Thank you for being here. Also next to you is Pastor Walter Thorpe of Power of Life Baptist Church in Vance County.
Yes.
And so also is Ashley Grove in Vance County. But
absolutely.
You, Pastor Morton, are in Granville in Oxford, right? Mm-hmm. So Pastor Thorpe, welcome to the show again.
Yes, again, I'm glad to be here. And I'm actually humbled by just being surrounded by such seasoned pastors.
Praise God. Praise God. And next to me is a gentleman I admire and I respect. He is a gentleman, but he loves the Lord and is an inspiration to me, and Pastor Burwell of Greater New Hope Baptist Church in Oxford, North Carolina. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. I'm honored to be here. And it's a pleasure to be around so many powerful men who love the Lord.
Don't you just love it when preachers lie?
Something about them Cowboy fans.
You're not right, it's okay.
Oh man. The favorite team insults started early in the episode today.
Yeah. Now we're talking. This is a fun show.
That's
now,
right.
Now so I gotta pretend like I understand sports.
check your glossary of terms really quickly. Like, wait a minute, what does
you
that mean?
Start making up teams or just teams that are like, oh yeah.
I know a quarterback.
Yeah, I know what that is. Chicago Bulls, of course,
right.
My favorite football team.
Yeah. Of course, in the episode today we're talking about the revival that's coming up.
Oh,
you got him with that one.
He's cutting off.
Oh, yeah, it's just one arrow on the ship.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
John thinks a quarterback is a tax refund.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Good. I love it.
I have not heard that one before. That was hilarious. Yeah. On today's episode, we're talking about the upcoming revival that's going to be taking place in our communities, the Back to Bethel revival that all of the pastors around the table are going to have the opportunity to speak on those nights. And we mentioned on yesterday's episode, but just for the benefit of our audience, remind us of those dates and the location of the revival coming up.
I'm going to get the DJ to take over at this point.
Alrighty.
So it's all going to start on May the 22nd, 7 p.m. nightly, ends on, it really doesn't end. It just continues on May 26th. So you got to come out to Greater New Hope Baptist Church located on Raleigh Street, Oxford, North Carolina, where we are going to provoke love, be on one accord, and raise the temperature.
Amen.
And of course, yes. Sir.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Very cool.
Well, it is such a joy to be part of this group. And as I mentioned in yesterday's show, what unites us is not just that we're pastors, because I mean, there are a lot of pastors out there. What unites us is not that we care about people, which we do, and there are a lot of people who do care. But I feel like around this room, and especially I've known Pastor Morton, Pastor Burwell, are people who love Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And who believe that the gospel changes lives.
Yes.
And is the only way truth and life is through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that is what brings us here.
Amen.
And so, you know, I'm just excited to be part of this movement.
Dr. Shaw, I know you've done revival meetings before in over the course of your time as a pastor. Why revival specifically? Why that structure of like we're going to meet together nightly for a week? What does that do for people?
Well, the revival meetings that I've done, you know, the goal was to see the lost get saved, but really to see the saved get on fire for God.
Mm. Amen. Amen.
You know,
and so
this, I believe, is more needed today than ever before.
That's right.
Because in the past, I would say 2-3 years, the church has really, you know, fallen into a slumber.
Mm-hmm.
People are satisfied where they are. You know, we often hear about church giving has gone up, which is great. Praise God for that. But we can't live on that.
No. No.
People have to come together. People have to get back together. I think that's the goal. That's the heart behind it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pastor?
I'll be talking about that at the revival. We're going to talk. We put God on a cart. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. We put God on a cart. Remember, I'm going to tell you the story about David when he went to get the ark. Uh-huh. I'll be preaching about this so you'll understand, so you can get ready to hear the rest of it. That's what revival is. Give you some nuggets. Okay, and what did he do? He sent for it, and he carried a cart.
Mm.
Okay? He put the ark on a cart. Mm-hmm. What happened? Okay, when they stumbled, the animals stumbled,
mm-hmm.
The man reached out to try to and he touched. And what happened? He lost his life. He died.
That's
the Bible says right there, in the presence of the Lord.
Mm.
So we got to be careful how we handle God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And what you put God on.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. YouTube is a cart. Facebook is a cart.
And
folk got comfortable. They're staying at home because it's gotten comfortable. They can stay at home. I don't have to get up. They're too lazy to even get up and dress and put their clothes on. Now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get back and be careful how we handle God.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Right. Amen.
So
Amen.
That's what the revival is going to be.
Amen.
Powerful word coming forth is going to step on some people's toes, but then they're going to love that fire coming from the truth.
Amen. Well, I like that word you use, that fire, because it's one of those things, and I know, Dr. Shaw, you've said this too, that people do get comfortable with God, and they forget that God is, they see God as the shepherd, but they forget that Hebrews says he's a consuming fire.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, there's that reverence when you approach
him.
That's right.
The fear. Mm-hmm. I think we have fear misdirected.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There
That's
should
right.
be fear for God,
yes.
fear That's for right. his word. But now we're afraid of a disease and we're going to stay afraid. You know, Pastor Absolutely. Burwell, you shared some stories last time we had met, you know, how people are afraid.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But in the absence of each other, you're in the battle alone.
That's right. Mm.
So we must remember that this is where we stay unified, when we're all together as one.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And it's important that we do not allow anything else to cause us to forsake that.
Mm.
Amen.
Home may be comfortable, but you're alone.
Yes.
And when you need someone who knows how to get you where you need to be around those who think Christ-like as we do.
That's right.
And it's important that we are there to cover each other and to hold each other.
That's right.
And to keep each other up.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't allow the stories of others to make us think that God cannot, because God can keep us.
Amen.
And how shall they hear?
Without hearing.
A preacher.
That's right.
That's exactly
and how
right.
shall he preach unless he be sent?
That's right.
If we're going to do anything, preach.
Mm. That's exactly Amen. Right.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
One of the things I appreciate so much in hearing from each of you is the emphasis on meeting together being essential.
Mm.
Yes.
I feel like so many people have used the past few years and being told that church isn't essential. Church is non-essential. I mean, you're not on the
Absolutely.
List of
right.
essential businesses, so you're forced to close. So many people have taken that as an excuse to write off church. Church is optional now. Church could be live stream. Church could be this or that. And there may be some people who can't make it for whatever reason. We understand that, certainly. But it's no substitute for meeting together. It's no substitute for having that time, just like you said, Pastor Burwell, where we can encourage one another and strengthen one another.
Exactly.
It matters who we're surrounded by. It matters so, who we allow to speak into our lives.
Right. Mm-hmm. Are we not our brother's keeper?
That's right.
Amen.
Well, here's the thing. That, you know, there's teaching out there, but it's not biblical.
Right. It's not sound. Right.
Sound doctrine.
Right.
It's a lot of teaching
Absolutely.
That is going on in a time like this. And when people are hungry, they'll eat whatever is there.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
You know?
Yes. Well, you know, we're trying to find substitutes to justify what we can only find in Christ, but we're relying on idealism and humanism rather than spiritual.
Amen. Amen.
And there is nothing that will complete us except Christ in our life.
Amen. That's right.
No substitute can replace that.
Yeah, and each individual person needs to know their worth and their value. That's what Satan has done. He's taken away the people in the church. They don't think that they're, you know, I'm not as good as this person, and I'm not as good as, and I'm not talented. I don't do this. All of those negative things is what Satan throws at the younger people
Amen.
Because of how they were raised.
Mm-hmm.
Paul killed people because he thought he was doing right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we must understand that everybody was not raised like we were.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so Paul damaged people. Mm-hmm. And he damaged people. And we damage people because they wasn't raised like we were. Mm-hmm. When people come to church and they're not like us.
That's right.
And the goal is, as Pastor Burwell said, is to get them to see Christ and that they need Man. Christ.
That's all.
But we must realize everybody wasn't raised like we were.
That's right. And those, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that, as a matter of fact, when people come to church, you should expect them to not know what you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Not to do like you do,
yeah,
but to allow the Spirit of God and the love of Christ to transform them in His time and in His way. Mm-hmm. We just have to trust the process.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, those differences in upbringing or those differences in culture that you were talking about, the thing that makes those differences beautiful is that Christ is at the center because that's the foundation. And so at the end of the day, that's what we all have in common. And one thing I love about you, Dr. Shaw, and the culture you've created at Clearview, I've been here 10 years. I've never heard one message that didn't ultimately come back to the cross.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That didn't ultimately end with Christ. I'm trying to think, and I can't think of a single message because that's the culture, and that's the one thing that changed. I mean, workflows change and aesthetics change, but coming back and having the cross and Christ and His personhood, the person of who He is at the center of everything at Clearview has never changed.
And not just the cross, but also an invitation for people to respond.
That's right.
Like you don't just present the truth, but I think you're saying that, John, that is that there's an invitation for people to make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, here's the reality. Now it's on you. What are you going to do with Jesus?
You know, the word that is being used is the word transform. Mm-hmm. Our culture, individuals need transformation.
That's right.
Especially in the past couple of years, I know these are shepherds sitting around, and I know that because I feel that the same passion for Christ and for His sheep. Our culture has shifted radically, especially with regards to sexuality, gender issues, all this is happening. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the church is silent. Mm-hmm. Yes. In many places, the church is not saying anything because they were afraid to offend or whatever.
Yes.
And I will not for a moment say go out there and offend people, but can we not stand for the truth?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
We must.
And share the gospel that transform people, bring them back. Mm-hmm. Like the Westminster Confession talks about, you know, what is the chief end of man? Is to love God, to glorify Him forever.
That's,
that's what they were created for, not to glorify their bodies, not to glorify their selfishness and their self-centered and the sinfulness that Satan loves to take hold of, right? I mean,
it's perfect in what you were saying because the Bible says that we perish for a lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. So the world sells one story,
right? Mm-hmm.
But the Bible tells us the truth. Mm-hmm. So the enemy is programmed to make sure that we will not get the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reasons why we have so many people today that is being deceived and are actually thinking that how they're living is right.
Right.
It's because Satan has tried to design a setup to where they could not get to the truth.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And the church is the place where you will get the truth.
Amen. Right. Amen.
And to each one of us has a testimony. One of us have a testimony. When somebody see you, when they see you, they see a diversity, they see us. But we have a testimony.
Amen.
You should share that testimony
with
people. Because if you're ashamed of the gospel of Christ, see, the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes.
Mm-hmm. And that's the undergirding, that's the unifying principle that I've heard from Dr. Sean, from each of you, is that the gospel is the heart. The gospel bringing people to the truth of who Christ is and what He's done for us, that's the transformative power, and that's the heart behind the revival that's coming.
Amen.
It's exciting to hear.
Amen.
See here are mentors.
Yes.
In ministry, and you consider Pastor Morton your mentor.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you were going to share a thought.
I got both of them.
Oh, both of them. Okay. Talk to us a little bit about that.
We were product of these guys, and they poured their soul into us.
Mm-hmm.
And every nugget that we got, we just took and started developing our own way.
Amen.
But God had this center of it. He put folks in our path so that we can share our testimony.
That's right.
And then once we share our testimony, He gives, like we said, we trans form it before we are transitioned.
Amen.
Because once we transition, it's no more that we can do. And at Ashley Grove, we actually are talking about releasing. Mm. So you have to release the familiarities in order to get the abundance of what God is going to do in your life. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel like this revival is important.
Amen. Amen.
But you know, the wonderful thing about God, he never changes the individual's character.
Right.
But he changes his message. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, see, for example, Peter was a man that was temperamental, quick to speak, but God knew. And right. I know a man is pretty much like that.
Uh-oh, here it begins.
But God did not change his character, but he changed his message.
That's right.
Because he said, if I can use that for my glory, I can now see what I'll gain from it. Mm-hmm. And in that, a few months later, the guy that was running cowardly,
stood
a
up.
Couple of months later, preach one message mm-hmm. and save 3,000.
That's right. That's
so,
right. That's
right. So God never changes our character. He changes our message. And when we allow him to use that character, amen. He knows how to get the glory out of what mm-hmm. he calls. Mm-hmm. So we never have to worry about trying to change ourselves.
That's right.
We just listen to his mm-hmm. message.
Well, it's always about also remember, everything from the beginning of time started with food.
Yes, it did.
With food.
Adam and Eve in the garden.
That's right.
Something to eat.
Amen.
Okay. So that's why people say maybe they were black because black people love to eat.
I was like, where is this going?
Please watch this on YouTube because this is not a white show.
Okay. So before the people left out of Egypt, what happened?
Mm-hmm. They ate.
So they had something to eat.
That's right.
And then it was the feast of this and the feast of that. Okay. And then when we get to heaven, it's going to be what? The welcome table.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay. So the point that I'm making is that we all play a part. And this revival reminds the people when they see us, the knowledge that we have of the Bible, they look at me and say, God, I remember when he mm-hmm. used to be.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And they hear this and see this powerful human being preaching the gospel. How beautiful.
Yeah.
Of the feet.
The feet. Mm-hmm.
And it affects those who have been called.
Amen.
Somebody going to come running. Yeah. Somebody going to hollering. They're going to, I'm telling you, don't expect quietness during this revival.
That's exciting.
Amen.
Dr. Shaw, what final thoughts do you want to leave with our listeners as we're headed toward the revival, as these meetings are coming up? What do you want to leave for our listening audience?
Well, I will tell you, you know, this revival is just the beginning. This is not like the revival. This is revivals that are starting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we need them now more than ever in our nation.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a tendency to divide us as a people. Mm-hmm. When it comes to God's people, we don't need to be divided. In Christ, we are one.
That's right.
We're praying. We're inviting people to come May 22nd. Do I need to let you do this?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I can't do this. Yes. I can't. It's impossible.
I'm on your toe. You can do it. What if you just lip sync it and you just
there you go. Yeah, we'll just pipe your voice in.
But this is going to be at Greater New Hope Baptist Church, 515 Raleigh Street, Oxford, North Carolina. And each night at 7 p.m.
Yes.
It's going to be phenomenal. Every night we have music, we have testimony, we have preaching, the word, prayer. I mean, it's going to be amazing. I'm looking forward to that because it's for
amen.
Me.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
We're inviting our folks to come.
Amen. That's right.
So exciting. Yes. If you guys have questions about that upcoming revival, make sure you reach out to us here on the Clearview Today Show. You can send a text to 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com. Make sure you visit us on the web. You can partner with us financially on that same website. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. And we are so greatly encouraged. Looking forward to the revival coming up.
Amen. Amen.
We love you guys. We'll see you next time. That's right.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
You got it.
We'll see you next time on Clearview Today.